Hello, GWA, and welcome to Stranded in Paradise, a new podcast slash interview structure in which I bring hapless victims into an imaginary scenario in which they are stranded in paradise of their own choosing. Hopefully, this will be a little bit different to a lot of the AMAs that get posted on GWA, something kind of separate from things like Behind the Audiophile, where we get to play a little bit in the imagination of the people who choose to submit themselves to the chaos that I am willing to unleash on them. If you want to give us any feedback after the podcast, then please absolutely do. This is a new thing. It will develop as time goes on. I've got some volunteers already willing to be stranded, and so hopefully this should turn into a whole series. But our first victim today is already lined up, and today our victim slash guest is Throw It All Out LA, otherwise known as Captain. Hello, Captain.
Hello.
Hello. You have chosen to join us on this voyage today, which is very exciting for me. So let me just explain what the island is. Unforeseen circumstances have led to your unfortunately indefinite isolation on this island. You, of course, foresighted enough to have basic supplies, some tools, rations, and a few luxuries, but you have no idea where you have ended up. So, first question then. Describe what you see. What is paradise to you? Where have you ended up?
Oh, paradise. Okay. We have white sandy beaches, palm trees in the distance, and then shorter, like really cliche island trees. And then clear water. For sure.
Right.
Completely clear water with no less than two volcanoes in the background.
Specifically two volcanoes.
Well, because I don't want one to be jealous of the other, right? So right. We need two so I can be like, oh, you know, you're pretty good today, volcano, but the other volcano, you know, I haven't visited him in a few days, so.
You're going to be playing your volcanoes off each other.
I mean, I treat my volcanoes like I treat my women, right?
So, given that you have some of your rations with you, your ship has gone down, you've no immediate need for food.
Okay.
But you have all the time on your hands, so what kind of shelter do you decide to build?
Depending on the environment, if it's relatively like cool and but sunny,
you've seemed to have ended up in a 1960s Robinson Crusoe movie, or like what am I thinking, Swiss Family Robinson, is that a thing?
Where the even Swiss Family Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, them. Where even if you go swimming, your hair is dry at the end of the shot, and it's clearly warm and not at all stormy at any point. So I think you're fine.
So then it would be a really simple thicket hut, leaves fashioned to just provide me a little bit of shade. I would be more worried about the bed situation, like sleeping. Most of the leaves would be used to pad, if you will.
Your bed. Do you build it, like, is that the thing? Like, you build your hut around the bed? Is that the most important thing here?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's where I'm going to be spending most of my time. Like, regardless of if it's going to be particularly boring, since I don't have my electronics, I'm going to be napping a lot.
How do you entertain yourself? I'm going to nap. Good stuff. Okay, so what is the most important thing in the shelter, apart from your bed, then?
Good question. Let's see. So I have my... You said I have I had the foresight to bring some basic amenities.
Sure, yeah. You had enough time to grab some stuff.
Would probably be water, I would think. Like, you know, depending on where I am, if it's salt water, I would have to figure out how to fix that situation. But
you could have a spring. Like, you've got volcanoes. You have two volcanoes. Two jealous volcanoes. So I'm thinking you've probably got a spring somewhere on the island. I'd hope so, anyway. Otherwise, you're not going to be on the island very long.
That's true. it would be nice if I had brought some sort of material to read, I guess, something to entertain myself. So it would probably the answer to this long winding response I'm giving you is some sort of communication, whether it's like literally talking to myself or like talking to myself in the sense of like I'm reading a book, so it's like I'm being talked at by the characters, or some sort of interaction.
Well, this is a bit Desert Island Discs, but which book, like, of all the books that you, like, if you had your choice?
I mean, it's really, what am I currently reading? It's probably between One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, or The Cat in the Hat.
Is that long enough? Like, The Cat in the Hat?
Yeah, you don't know how long it takes me to read. I can't even think of an author right now. I'm no Shakespeare, you know. I know my limits, so we'll keep it easy for now.
Dr. Seuss literature. Well, that's fine. You've got all the time in the world to improve your reading speed. That's great.
And I can learn how to rhyme.
Oh, yeah.
In case I want to take my have my budding rap career take off.
Yeah, that's a real danger. Like, the first thing that you get off the sinking boat onto the beach, and your budding rap career straight away. Like,
it's like you already know me. Like, that's like, that keeps me up at night.
Yeah, well, it's gonna keep you up more when you're on the island. All right, so you can tame one animal from the wild to keep as your pet while you're in isolation. What do you choose?
Oh,
this is your island too, so like you can like be as flexible as you want.
I'm trying to think of what would be there. I mean, ideally, like the first, ideally, it would be some sort of like monkey,
mm-hmm.
Who would probably be closest to a human, I guess. So I would say a monkey. Let's say monkeys aren't available. I think a bird would be fun.
Like,
but so would like, yeah, a parrot, so it can talk back a little bit. Maybe like a turtle. I like turtles, and
have to leave the beach.
He would respect my take it easy attitude and, you know, no need to hurry lifestyle.
Sure.
So basically some sort of hybrid monkey, flying monkey with a hard shell.
Uh-huh, right.
Is the answer to your question.
What kind of noise would that creature make? That's
don't do this to me, Ara.
All right, moving on. So fine then, if you had enough time before your ship sunk, because this is your priority, right?
Mm-hmm.
To download two audios from GWA to bring with you, which ones do you choose?
That's not fair. You have way more than two audios.
Aww. See, be nice to your GM, people.
That's actually a really, really good question. Damn. You know, you're gonna make me look up like what I've upvoted to just aside from. Okay. Very quick answers would probably be, no flattery or anything intended, but I really did like your witch audio.
Oh, the first the script by Cardlin.
Mm-hmm.
Save for the. Aw, thank you.
Shut up. And then I said, don't take, don't read into that.
And you're saying...
I honestly can't remember the name of it. It was a JOI, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
With it was just so much. It was a very, very femsub. It was like she was pleading and begging. It's just that desperation in her voice. It stuck with me since. It might have been one of the first reasons I even joined. Just because.
You don't remember the author?
I wish I could. It was so long ago. Because it was one of those, like, if someone could have this effect on me, I would love to be able to have the same effect on someone.
Oh, okay, so that was going to be a question later on, actually. So what drove you to join GWA?
I'm happy to repeat that exact answer when we get to it.
Oh, yeah, that's totally what I'm going to do. Just repeat whole answers for this.
You're just going to cut this audio and just play it again?
Just in a loop. It'll be fine. No one will notice. It's fine. Okay, so by extension then, moving through that question, which two GWA members would you have saved and brought with you?
Oh, come on.
You have one chance to save them from that sinking ship.
This is so bad. Okay. I would want someone who I feel like knows what they're doing with the outdoors.
Right.
Do you know what you're doing with the outdoors?
Yes, but you can't have me. If I'm going down, I'm taking all of you fuckers with me.
If I had a dollar for every time a woman has said, you can't have me. Fine. You know what? I would. Jeez, I wish. I hope I can say his name correctly. But Mr. Lady Boner.
Oh.
Because I feel like he. He strikes me as a very resourceful man, you know?
Practical guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And this is assuming that if I brought two women, they wouldn't sleep with me constantly.
Well, so, you know, we said we had to make our own entertainment, right?
Right, but, you know, you're grossly overestimating how charming you think I am.
Okay, so
so Mr. Lady Boner,
86, yep.
And
our gentleman moderator.
He is a moderator, yeah. And damn it, you know what, Mr. Tinkles, he's fun as shit to talk to. I'm not gonna lie, we would put on like radio shows for our monkey pets. And,
your monkey turtle flying pets.
Yeah, it would be like the Cabin Tink variety hour.
Awesome. Oh my god. okay. Let's kind of move on to surviving where you are. So a storm is rolling in onto the island. What preparations do you make?
Okay, so assuming I've made some sort of cover, some sort of tent, I would probably make another one or two bigger, deeper inside to the forest area, and put tons of wood, dry wood there to be able to make fires in the future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe try to work out some sort of irrigation system to keep water away from me. Like a moat around me.
Mm-hmm. Just you. Screw the other two. Like, they're fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot the others were there. They can help.
They can get down. No, it's cool. It's fine. Sure, they won't judge you.
God, you're just making people into enemies here, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not playing pawns. It's fine.
Lies.
Dance, puppets, dance.
Okay, so we have dry wood, we make like a moat. Assuming I can find an alligator in time, I'll throw the alligator in the moat, obviously.
Uh-huh. Well, that's really... Come on. Priorities. It's really important.
And then.
I love the idea that you build a moat but not a castle. You have all the
Look, how
time.
much time do you think I have?
Just like
Jeez.
little leaf hut and a moat around it with an alligator.
God, look, lady, I don't know what crazy shit they do wherever you're from. But here in Los Angeles, we're all about luxury and not putting much effort into shit. So
Yeah, let's piss off half of the population of Los Angeles. It's like a good strategy.
please, as if anybody from Los Angeles will listen to this.
Huh.
Sorry, folks.
Okay, cool. So you've got your firewood and your moat with your alligator because that'll help.
Oh, gee, you know what? You know what's the funny thing? You didn't tell me that I was signing up for like 10 minutes of just sarcasm when I agreed to this. You know, you reached out and you're like, "Hey, Captain, I'm doing this cool like interview thing. Would you be interested?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, that sounds fun." But you didn't say, "Oh, by the way, I'm gonna like totally snark every answer you give me
All
during."
right, I'll be good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did you just roll your eyes? Oh my god.
I verbally rolled my eyes at you.
I feel like there's a good rapport. I'm enjoying this. All the
It's
sarcasm.
pronounced report.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
Rapport, even. There's a T at the
Oh,
end of it, and
rapport.
yeah,
And
so
that must be
please.
a transatlantic thing. I'm sorry.
What does Dracula have to do with any of this? He's from Transylvania, right?
Transatlantic.
Yeah, that's what it, we're
Yeah.
speaking the we both speak English. We're both saying the same thing here. So,
Okay. I'm just anyway, moving on through the storm.
Dracula fantasies aside.
Vampires attack in the storm. No, how do you feel about extreme weather? What, like, do you get, I don't know what the weather in LA tends to be like, but do you get storms? How do you feel about them?
No, not particularly. We maybe once a year we'll have a lot of rain for like a few hours.
Right.
There's like supposed to be a big storm coming sometime in January that everyone's really scared of.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it's called El Nino, and it happened like maybe 15 years ago. But again, to me, it was just like it was a week of rain. Yeah, they're making it seem like it's going to be floods and we need to start grabbing two of every animal and all that shit. But I don't think it's going to be that bad. I have dealt with extreme weather, though, when I backpacked when I was a teenager in Central America. And that was when I almost died in a volcano, actually,
Oh,
ironically enough.
and
I
yet you've chosen
also.
to give yourself two of them.
Because I don't know what irony is.
All right, tell us the volcano story. I need to know. How did you almost die in a volcano?
So, there was. Okay, so we went on this like camping trip, and it was a 2-day trip, basically. We were going to hike to the base of a volcano and make camp there, and then come back the next day. So we start going, and the first half of the trip is like just deserty area with everything's dry and dead. And then we stop at this big creek for lunch. Lunch was only supposed to take an hour to f just but yeah about an hour, but something had happened with the utensils, and lunch was extended for about 3 hours. What had happened was the propane tank had leaked into the water filter, but we didn't know until because they just couldn't figure out what was going on. They just thought it was like, oh, that's gross, and we have to fix it. And then as we're walking again, my water tastes really funny, and we had realized what had happened, and I was drinking like propane water essentially, Yeah, I could have. That's one part where I could have died from all that propane in my system. Then, so we go to the second leg of the trip after lunch. We start going through this like rainforest area, and it's sprinkling, and then it's raining, and then it's harder rain, and then it just gets crazy, and it's like the hardest rain I've ever experienced. And now the ground is shaking every 30 minutes because this volcano is active and it's erupting every 30 minutes. And we get to this ledge where we were supposed to, like, not necessarily like rock climb down, but shimmy down. And it was two leaders, like two people who knew who were leading the hike, and then the rest of us. And so one in the front and one in the back, kind of keeping an eye on all the others. The guy in the front looks over the ledge, turns around, and starts screaming at us for to run. He's like, "Just run, just run, run." And we think he's joking until he sprints past us. And we're like, "Oh shit." So we run, start running with him. And we ran for about, we had been hiking for about 7, 8 hours. And now we're just running on pure adrenaline for like another 10, 15 minutes until we find a spot just big enough for one 10-person tent that was dry. And we fit 16 people in there ish. Yeah, everyone was just on top of each other and sweaty. And it was just so gross. And then we woke up the next morning and we started walking to where we were supposed to camp at the base of the volcano. And it had been just swept by a landslide of mud and volcanic rock and water and ash. And we're like, "Oh, that sucks. You know, too bad." So we start walking back, and then one of us starts doing the math and realizing if we hadn't taken that extra 2 hours at lunch, we would have been settled just as that landslide hits.
God.
Yeah, and I've never told my parents that story because they would just pre they would after the fact still beat the shit out of me for being so stupid.
Wow. So yeah, you literally almost died in a volcano. That would have been awful. God. Wow. So
Wasn't the first, sorry, that was the second time a volcano had screwed with me. The first time we were by this other volcano area with lava would start spewing out, not spewing, like little streams, and I tried to light a cigarette with the lava.
Right.
So like you would, like, you know, like you do,
Sure.
and so I'm on my hands and knees crawling towards the stream of lava with the cigarette poking out of my mouth, and the guy the guy in charge grabs me by the hair, and he's like, "Are you stupid?" And he grabs my cigarette, throws it at the lava, and it just bursts in the flames. And I was like,
Oh,
"Oh,
dear.
that's." He's like, "And you were gonna put your face into that?" Was like, "It would have been a really cool story, though."
Well, yeah. The first one I have less sympathy for, I think. All right, so to another question that perhaps doesn't necessarily involve quite so much drama. How might you fashion new clothes for yourself?
I'd honestly just go loincloth. I need a tan anyway, so it would it would literally just be covering my garbage.
Would you not just go naked?
No, I'm still modest. Please.
Even if you were on your own and you didn't have your two fellow GWA victims with you.
Well, what if the monkeys saw?
I see. Okay.
Have you ever been judged by a monkey?
No, I can
Because
honestly say that I have
well,
not.
then I would not be back talking right now. Oh, and a headband. I would put a headband for sure. Make it
Well, your hair's going
sweet.
to grow. Is you're Armenian, right? So the all of the hair
Everywhere.
everywhere all of the time. If you didn't have a headband, like if you ever let it grow that much.
It's currently maybe 2 or 3 inches long, and it just puffs out. So,
Does it just get bigger?
And so I would just put a headband around to kind of like kid in play, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Kid and Play, but one of the members of Kid and Play, I believe it was Kid, had a flat top,
Right.
just straight up and flat. So if I put a headband on, that's basically what would happen. It would look like a radish, combination radish, carrot, and one of those other disgusting vegetables.
Not a vegetable fan.
If I'm gonna eat, I need good food,
All right, so on an
essentially.
island where all of your food is gonna run away, how are you gonna deal with that? Like, if you gonna get some fruit? Like, how do you feel about fruit?
Sounds so healthy, just the word fruit.
So, what are you gonna feed yourself on in on the island then? Like, fruit doesn't run away.
Yeah, but I mean that's why I'm getting so buddy buddy with the monkey.
See, are the monkeys gonna chase the food down for, like, rabbits? I'm hoping there's rabbits.
No, I'm gonna eat the monkey.
You're gonna Oh,
I'm gonna
your best friend.
lure him into a false sense of security. It's very very similar to what you've done to me with this interview. And then one night, no, I can't even finish. That's terrible. I wouldn't eat my monkey friend. So what we would
That's
do,
also a lot of effort to go for a meal.
let's yeah, I'm in it for the long con. What can I say? No, but let's say rabbits, maybe a boar-ish or
Sure,
two.
sure.
So what I would do is, if the monkey was actually intelligent enough to understand, to like learn, we'd work out some sort of raptor system, like in Jurassic Park, with like
Sure.
where he would flush them out and get their attention, and then I would tackle them from behind.
Right.
And
What role does Mr. Tinkles play in this? I'm interested to know whether he knows if he's tackling boar, whether he'd be okay with that.
I'd have him narrate. I would spend the first like 3 months to 2 years fat making some sort of megaphone, right? So then I could give it to Tink. He would climb up into the trees and essentially just narrate everything that's happening. He would do our morning greetings, in the fashion of Robin Williams from his Good Morning Vietnam movie.
Sure.
Or I would go the other direction and have him do the opening theme to Lion King every morning.
Yeah, of course.
N normal stuff.
Yeah.
We probably work out make spears, I would assume, with the various rocks and or shells if we find anything like that.
Sure.
Coconuts are delicious. I wouldn't mind, being in a diet of coconuts for a while.
Right.
And then you can make a classy bra out of it.
Sure. Is that a thing that you feel you would need?
I'm not one to be self-deprecating, but a guy needs support. And maybe a jock strap, that would be nice too.
A coconut jockstrap.
Yeah, protective cup. We could take turns kicking each other in the nards and testing them out.
Nothing like entertainment for the masses.
Exactly. See, that's what it'd be. And then gladiator music in the background.
New sport.
Cocoa nut kicking. Emphasis on the nut,
Yep.
obviously.
Yep.
That goes without saying.
Sure.
So, I hope this is really playing into your whole fantasy of dudes kicking each other in the balls.
Yeah, like, it's been a massive kink of mine for I don't know, years.
I know, I hear the subtlety in your audios, and I wanted to just give you some room to play with it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
God, I can just taste the snark from your voice from here.
This is how rumors get started. All right, final kind of mechanics question then. You have the tools needed to whittle wood.
Okay.
What do you make?
Excuse me. Let's see. So spears, obviously, first of all, like pointy things.
You know, for them vampires that are.
For the, all the vampire, for the, no, those are stakes, my dear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, for all the dirty vampires that would come fight me. Let's see. So yeah, spears. Probably the, if I could find enough, if I find the right tree with like, you know, that sappy, rubbery stuff that comes out of it,
Rubber.
I would. What?
Rubber.
Shut up. I would collect it and then fashion a ball out of it.
Ah, oh, sure.
And then I would whittle a paddle and have like a little like paddle ball
Oh,
attached to
nice.
it, or like a cup and ball game, or you know, just if Tink gets out of line, I have the paddle ready.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I hope he's okay with that.
non-consensual paddling. Wow. Cool. Okay.
Odd, funny you say that. I used to play guitar for non-consensual paddling in high school.
They're one of your many high school bands.
By thousands and thousands of appropriately named high school bands.
All right. So, what are you missing from home? Now you've been there for a while.
Mean, besides the obvious, like family, there's this really, really good chili burger place out here, called Tommy's, and like the first time you eat it, it really ruins your stomach. And also, if you go more than 3 days without eating it, the next time it'll ruin your stomach. Like it's almost like a little like a codependency thing at one point where if
Symbiotic
exactly if I don't have it, I get the shingles, I get
Oh, no.
and I just start freebasing chili. I would miss food. I would food, and then the internet, obviously, because then I couldn't listen to women get off on audio for me.
Sure.
I know, I only just pretend it's strictly for me. It makes me
Well,
feel better.
that's what we do, isn't it?
I'm gonna put out a request where they all just say my name. That's gonna
All
well,
right, so
that'll
that's your official request. Any listeners want to make cap an audio in which you just say like 3-word challenge. Just say captain 3 times, you know.
My God, you stole my joke. I was literally about to finish your sentence and say that.
Well, you know, I like it, I live in your brain. It's comfortable in there. It's
I think we've been hanging out too much. I'm rubbing off on you.
Well, I did tell you to stop. It's, you know, it's unseemly. All right, so you're missing food and family. Is there like ever one thing that you absolutely need to take on vacation? Like if you go away, it's like the one thing that you cannot leave the house without.
Now this is something like it's a consensual vacation.
Yeah, like when you actually plan it, like instead of being tricked into doing an interview on GWA backstage.
I hate my phone probably, only because it gives me access to anything else.
That's like that's wishing for more wishes.
Okay, let's try again. Oh jeez. I mean, honestly, I can't think of like something where like I would be without it on a vacation. I would freak out.
Okay, well, have you ever forgotten something vital then? You ever got to your destination and gone, oh shit.
My passport.
Oh no, have you
That
done that?
was not fun.
Oh man.
Identification, money. Jeez. I have this condom. Shut up. From when I bought it when I went to my first party when I was like 17, and It's like, yeah, this is gonna be my lucky condom. I'm gonna use it before it expires, and that's when I'm gonna be like the coolest dude with like no virginity. And so it didn't happen, and right. I still have it. It's like a nostalgia thing now. It's
Please never use it.
I'm kidding. Oh god, I'm so kidding.
Oh god. Alright, fine. So, vacations aside, an awful, awful out-of-date expired condoms. How might you signal for help? You know, on this island, what do you think your best plan is?
It would probably start with, like, if I could find rocks, spell out a message, you know, SOS, however you spell sauce. It's SAUCE, I think. And then... obviously, like a little bonfire. But I feel like I'd get really frustrated at one point and I would set the entire forest on fire.
Burn it all.
Yeah, because like the only thing better than a little fire to get attention is a really big fire, get a lot of attention.
You get like four ships.
And then I make them fight over who's going to save me. Just like my volcanoes, who are vying for my attention.
They try and set one of them off as a smoke signal. That's a smoke signal, right? You blow a volcano up?
Yeah, it can be, as long as I'm not dipping my face into it and getting a mouthful of methane.
Trying to light a cigarette.
Oh, Jesus. Which reminds me, I would have to find the most appropriate plant and start drying it to smoke it.
Well, how would you go about doing that? Like, how would you test?
I don't know. When I was a kid, I tried to light dried grass on fire and inhale that. So I feel like I haven't learned much since then.
Just everything. Just dry everything and try.
Essentially. I'll figure it out.
I've just got visions of you sat like some kind of shamanic kind of figure while your two hapless GWA victims try desperately to feed themselves and chase boar down.
Because I'm just gonna.
While your priority is building a moat, finding an alligator.
You know, Ara, you're making me sound like a real piece of shit right now. And. I don't particularly appreciate it. I'm not one to just throw my friends under the bus, but you know, I have my priorities. I have what I need, and then take care of others.
Sure.
Now, unless I, ladies, if I'm with a friend for the night, then you know it's all her first.
Yeah, I think you've really sold it there. I think.
did it help that I dropped my voice a few octaves when I did that?
Yeah, totally. You should carry on doing that in your audios. All right, moving on to your inevitable four ship rescue. Your signal has then been picked up by these four ships. They've fought their battle to decide who gets the notoriety of having saved GWA members. Do you flag them down and go back to civilization, or do you stay where you are? Do you stay put?
Oh, good question. I mean, honestly, it depends on how much fun I'm having.
Sure.
Gotta have a nice tan and probably the best shape of my life. But no, I would have to go back because, you know, the inevitable book deals and the interviews and what woman doesn't love, I survived being shipwrecked on an island story.
Oh yeah. That's, you know, the first opener in any bar.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself. Well, you know, I made a moat and... tricked a monkey into loving me. Oh. And that's not a euphemism, by the way.
Now we get to the real reason why you wanted a monkey and not an actual turtle.
How dare you? how dare you? No, but you're probably right.
Does wilderness appeal at all, do you think?
Sorry?
Does wilderness appeal? Like,
Appeal.
to you, does it appeal to you?
You know, I've kind of been turned off of camping after the volcano situation.
Not surprised, yeah.
But there's always that. I mean, everyone has that day where they're like, I just need to disappear forever. And if I had the means to, I would probably, first choice would probably be an island. Like, totally consensual, by the way. But yeah, it would be fun if I knew what I was doing, and couldn't survive, feel like I could survive, I would probably happily do that. I like forests. I'm not a huge hiker, but that's just 'cause the word hike makes me feel tired. So, there's that aspect of it. But I do really appreciate nature, for lack of a better phrase.
Sure. Okay, so back in civilization then, you got all your book deals and your millions of adoring fans. What makes you stick around GWA? What is it that about this community that keeps you coming back for more?
Everyone's so friendly and so sexually positive, it's also opened up so much curiosity for me. I'll see a tag that I never would have expected, and I'll be like, huh, okay, let's check it out. And then it's not like it'll become my new thing, but it's interesting to see, just even a year ago, things that I would never have considered, now I find myself actively searching it out.
There you go. Listeners, this is another challenge for you. Tag weird. Have Cal listen to everything that you post with the strangest tags you can think of. Right. Well, you've made it successfully back to civilization. You're clearly now a multi-book selling millionaire.
Yeah.
The least enthusiastic yay I think ever. Yay. Woo, go team.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it. Woo, I'm gonna sleep for a year. beds are comfy, right? That's the thing to go back to.
God, yes.
So thank you. Thank you for enduring the island with me. You've been an absolute sport. It's been great. We look forward to more audios from you. You should be posting much, much more than you do.
I just have to figure out what I want to talk about. That's
Right.
all.
Yourself, clearly.
I'll do 20 more AMAs.
You should sign up to the AMA post on Backstage if you haven't
I
already
will.
done so.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, brilliant.
Okay.
Listen, thank you very much for sticking with us. And we should have another guest up for you very soon. Thank you, Cap.
Bye, thank you.